Is it 5 years? Oh my gosh.
This thing looks like it might be over 1/2 mile wide. Goodness, look at that.
That is huge.
This is a...
If you're down around Kalu...
Yeah, that's a confirmed tornado on the ground.
Guys, are we going to need a retreat or what?
We had been tracking it all day. We actually got to see the whole storm come and then touch down and make its entire path.
Hey, I've got plenty of video on this, but... No, we're getting ready to have to run.
This is a very large and sizable tornado coming right towards the city of Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama campus. Again, I'm Chief.
The sound was the loudest thing that I had ever heard. It was so loud that I couldn't hear it anymore. It became so loud, and mud and dirt and dust were smashing around, flying at us from all directions down there.
I was just getting out of my car and going into my apartment, and it was at the apartment gates, so I got to see it directly. There's a lot of stuff flying around. It looked like Twister, that's all I can say. I mean, I expected a cow to come flying at me or something like that. It was massive.
The smell of gas was everywhere. You could see people beginning to walk down the middle of University Boulevard. In a distance, you could see the frantic nature of people running to certain areas.
After it passed through, it was just very quiet, very still. And then me and my neighbors started running up 15th Street to aid and do what we could to help the survivors.
We just lost things, buildings. You know, I look across the street and I think about all these people that lost their homes. And that's the tough part.
At this time, we ask that you take a moment to remember the 43 individuals who lost their lives on April 27, as each name is read.
Christian A. McNeil, to Christiana Dixon, Zycaria McShan, Perry Blake Peak.
Looking around with piles of debris, you know, for a second, I really wondered, you know, could we meet this challenge?
I'm really concentrating on building back neighborhoods, building back residential areas. It's not just a house here and a house there, but actually building neighborhoods. Neighborhoods build a stronger community.
Every tornado warning brings back all the memories from that day, because none of us want to have to go talk to parents who can't find their children, or explain to a husband why their wife is not coming home.